So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Oh, hello! Hello, Jennifer.
Jesus.
Oh my God, hey.
What was that?
Hey, how you doing?
Is that Leroy?
I'm very little sleep.
No, he has a tendency to get a little carried away with the hello, Jennifer's every
now. Oh, I'm not talking about the hello. I was talking about the before.
Oh, was he hitting? Was he sparring his mic again?
Yeah.
I didn't touch nothing.
Somebody was beating up something.
No, honestly, like, you have been very intense with your microphone today.
Yeah, bro.
I don't know what's going on, but it's okay. I forgive you today.
Like, I haven't touched nothing. I just put my headphones on.
Well,
that's it.
Take it easy, man. You guys ready for the mixed bag?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, you guys familiar?
You know, we haven't talked about your boy. We going to talk about that?
Ooh, I don't know who you're referring to.
Which boy? He has many boys.
Oh. Who, Trae Young? Well, he didn't end up going for anything. He went for CJ McCollum and Corey Kispert. They didn't even get a pick for him. For taking him on.
You wanted to give up a pick. That's
no,
why
that's
not
what I No. What I said was I wanted to get you a pick. I didn't give up a pick for Trae Young. You high as a kite, Yogi. Anyway, by the way, did you see Pelle Larsson still got hit in the face yesterday? They didn't play.
How?
What? How?
They were just shooting basketballs all over the place. One bounced off the rim, hit him right in the face.
Oh,
he can't escape it.
He really does have a hittable face.
He got hit right in the face. And then,
Unintentional.
And then Tyler Hero lost a showdown to Benny the Bull.
Oh, you see that over the...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Benny the Bull challenged him to a shot, and he's like, check this out. Hit a bomb.
First try.
A no-look half-court shot, and Tyler Hero's like, well, I guess you win.
But you know, it was the love and basketball moment.
Oh, man. Let me tell you something about Bam Adebayo and Asia Wilson. Two scoops of adorable.
They are.
They had plenty of content of them, too, yesterday.
You had nothing else.
Literally nothing else to worry about.
Somebody just said, if Trae got traded for nothing, just imagine what we won't get for Tyler.
Yeah, he's not wrong. He's not wrong. Anyway, we'll get back into that. But Jeff Darlington, ESPN's Jeff Darlington, he was texting with Mike McDaniel after the news. This is what he said Mike was feeling about the decision for the Dolphins to let him go.
Well, I was texting with Mike McDaniel a little bit ago, and I can tell you that he definitely came out of this shocked and I would say saddened, but quickly kind of turned the page to where he's pretty fired up about whatever's coming next, said that he feels like he got a shot of steroids to his football mind, very Mike McDaniel thing to say, in the sense that he just feels ready, said it's on. And I think that the question then becomes, are we looking at potential head coaching vacancies? Cleveland Browns reportedly interested in potential bringing him in. But then obviously there's going to be a lot of teams that are looking at him as a potential offensive coordinator.
That's a whole lot of saying nothing.
Minus one.
Yeah.
For rambling.
Pretty
for
much.
For propaganda. For butchering English. For making it weird. For deception. For lying. For show poniness. Minus one. Bum.
Wow.
Who's the boss? A bum.
Not Jeff Darlington. All that was for Mike McDaniel.
Oh, I was about to say.
That
was all
for Mike McDaniel.
Dude.
It was all for Mike McDaniel. Just so
man, you did empty the clip, bro.
Kicked him while he was down.
Sorry.
For 2 seconds, but you know, he got that steroid.
Steroids for my football mind. All right, dude.
I would say,
I hope some of those steroids helps him get through the second half.
I hope some of that steroids.
Because I've been complaining about that for about 2 or 3 years, that second half adjustments have been hot garbage.
I hope the steroids put some mass on him for that cold in Cleveland.
Oh, man.
He gonna be been just in Myles Garrett's pocket.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God! I can't wait to see the picture of Myles Garrett being coached by Mike McDaniel.
He don't get coached by Mike McDaniel.
He gonna look at him like,
oh, if he's the head coach, yeah.
He gonna look at him like, Mike McDaniel's gonna be looking up to the sky like a giant. He's a giant. So yeah.
Leroy is saying that because Mike McDaniel will be a Browns new head coach. I don't know, man. Giant. Like, the Browns is a – I don't know. Between the Browns and the Dolphins, without a quarterback, is the only coach you're really going to be able to hire a new one?
Here's the thing that I think actually kind of makes sense with the Browns, because I don't necessarily see Shador as, like, fitting with Mike McDaniel's style.
Dylan Gabriel does.
Dylan Gabriel does. And also, is he like the last ditch effort to rehab Deshaun Watson? You know, like, is that a possibility? He's so depressed. He's so depressed.
Here's what I would say.
Tell Jay Crawford I say good luck.
If, and I'll make this any fan base. If you hate your fans, you can show all that hate by just rolling out Deshaun Watson, right? Even though, like, you want to get something out of him, you want to say, you want to say, see, I told you he could play. But you want to see if there's something there.
Well, that's the only thing is, like, I look at a guy like Mike, and the thing he's going to be known for is that Tua was damaged goods, and he got something out of him. So can
now,
he...
I will say this. The difference between what Deshaun Watson does and what Tua does. Tua has always been known for timely, accurate passes.
Mm-hmm.
Deshaun Watson is closer to a, I want to say, he was almost closer to Josh Allen in that he was big and strong and could buy time and then make plays down the field.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how much of that, you know, Mike McDaniel is going to be able to help with.
Man. Mario Cristobal called into Joe Rose this morning. He put some love on Malachi Toney after his performance yesterday. Here's what Mario had to say on Joe Rose's show.
He's different. I mean, because when you – I've seen freshmen make plays. I haven't seen freshmen, many at least, do have the combination of making – having the ability to make plays, spectacular plays, but also having the grit and the toughness to get in there and throw their body around and block for their teammates. And that's a special combination. You see him. I mean, he gets bounced around, gets, you know, yanked and thrown down all over the place and goes right back in there and keeps going. So, absolute stud.
Do you feel like, Leroy, like, is he going to work in the NFL? Because he's just, like, he is a dog. Like, the explosiveness is because he's not very big. I marvel at him.
Don't confuse toughness with size. Because, who is it? Steve was at Carolina.
Steve Smith.
Not a big dude. But you go mess with him.
A-chan,
not a big dude, runs physical. So I think it's more of the mentality in which you play rather than your size.
I mean, he's...
Pat White would be on the other side.
He is...
T.Y. Hilton. Like, they're smaller guys. And now if you look at wide receivers, now they're smaller. You have your couple of guys, but for the most part, we got into the... You know, Tyreek Hill phase of football, where everybody wanted the little small, fast guy.
Yeah, I mean, he's only 18. Who knows what is even what he hasn't even started to get man muscles yet.
He gonna get man muscles, but he's still gonna be 5'8". Well, you know,
that, he jumps very high for 5'8".
Yeah, that you know what? Again, you're gonna have a hard time putting that film in front of me. And me caring about what his size is, especially when you look at somebody like Smith for
the Eagles,
who is tiny.
Oh, he was Slim Reaper.
Right.
Oh, man. Stephen A. Smith, he was on First Take, ripping the holy hell out of Tua for being a coach killer.
Let's get back to Mr. Tua Tagovailoa for a second. Nice kid. Met him when he was at Alabama.
Oh, boy.
Won the national championship for them. Big time thrower of the football at the time. We get all of that, right? I'm wondering, what do you want next, to a diaper and a bib? You complained about Brian Flores once he was gone. Now you're sitting up there talking about how, well, you know what? It's a fresh change. Who are you to say that? What have you done where you get, you got paid. Everybody's looking at you as overpaid. You complained about Brian Flores after he was gone. And I mean, the brother was down. You understand what I'm saying? Suing the NFL, going through all of this stuff. And that's when you wanted to pile on and talk about how he treated. And mind you, he didn't talk about him as a coach. He didn't talk about how he was with the team. He talked about himself. Oh, he treated me this way. You know, that's where the pacifier and the bib comes in. You know what I'm saying? He hurt your feelings. You know what I'm saying? He held you accountable. He was on you. That's what you talking about, and then you go on the field, and why did you say that about Brian Flores? Because you were implying that that's not Mike McDaniel, but Mike McDaniel on the hot seat, and look at who opened their mouth and said change is good. Then it was Tua. You looking to get somebody else done? You looking to mess with somebody else's coaching career? Why don't you leave the football field, since a wolf can concuss you, and come be a pundit then?
I mean, he wasn't.
Look, he wasn't saying.
He wasn't talking about that.
Fresh,
though.
He was talking about a fresh start for himself.
Yeah, he wasn't talking about a fresh start with the coach, dude.
But that's
what happens when he has too many jobs, Stephen A. Smith.
No, but that, you know what? I'm gonna say this, like, the reality of the NFL and football is already out there, right? You don't have to add special seasonings to it. It's already cooking. And for him to say that was about Mike McDaniel and not about himself, when everybody who heard him say it,
it's pretty obvious.
Was pretty obvious he was speaking about himself. He didn't even say anything about Mike McDaniel. To now put him in the boat of, oh, he's getting coaches run up out of there. Like, all right, man. Like, listen, he sucked this year. Okay? That's what he put on film.
Yep.
He's got to own that. And when he was talking about the fresh start, he wasn't talking about the coach or anything like that. When he was talking about his previous coach, it really was only from the standpoint of how Mike McDaniel treated him versus what Flores did. It wasn't a matter of just...
Yeah, listen, he definitely took shots at Flores when he left. And he said that he said he wasn't a good person. He said that on the Levitard show, that he wasn't a good person, which was probably running up the score on him. Like, he obviously didn't like Brian Flores. Brian Flores didn't seem to like him or didn't treat him well. But Stephen A., like, that's not what he was talking about, dude. He wasn't talking about a fresh start with the coach. He was talking about a fresh start for himself. Like...
Yeah.
It doesn't mean he doesn't feel that way, but that's not what his quote was.
But the problem is there's so many people that don't hear those comments from how we heard them.
We didn't even hear
the situation. And so now.
Yeah, he said a fresh start would be dope. That's what he said.
And so I think guys like that, like Stephen A., shouldn't they be a little more responsible?
No.
So he's not. That the wrong message doesn't get out there, or is it all about?
What are you talking about? It's all about the ratings, because look what he did with the Jets. He said right. That Dante Moore shouldn't come out if he, you know, gets drafted by the Jets. And then Garrett Wilson called him, damn, I didn't know you have to be a sellout and a goof to be on First Take. And then what happened next day? Oh, I wasn't talking about you, Garrett. I was just trying to get you help. And I'm like, well, if you're trying to get him help.
Right.
Is Garrett Wilson
exactly?
Not,
but that's Wilson. My point.
So that's what I'm saying. It was all about that. But when he gets, here's the thing with Stephen A. He'll say it, but there's certain guys he knows he'll act, you know.
Yeah.
I don't care. And then there's certain guys he knows he can't do it too. So then he'll try to do the, I wasn't talking about you. I was just talking about your organization and everything. I'm like, come on now, bro. And that's my guy. But, you know, yeah, man. That was lame.
Really?
What?
Sham Sharania.
Uh-oh.
Justin.
Who got traded?
For the first time, the Memphis Grizzlies are entertaining offers on potentially moving two-time All-Star Ja Morant.
No. No.
Here we go again.
No. Look, everybody.
You saw how he interrupted the whole conversation to be like,
yes. No, no, we're not doing this. We are not doing this. We're not doing this.
Please, not on a
Friday.
We
are not doing this.
He says,
no.
Hold on.
No.
Hold on.
No.
Just let me finish. The news.
It's a, oh.
Multiple teams are pursuing Morant in trade talks, and rival executives believe the Grizzlies would prioritize draft picks and young players in return for Morant. Well, good luck, dude. You'll get what you get, and you don't get upset, okay?
Who are you talking to?
The Grizzlies.
Wait, what?
Hmm?
You talking like you have a say in the matter.
Memphis is considering multiple paths forward amid emergence of several promising young players, including building around 2023 Defensive Player of the Year Jaren Jackson Jr. The Grizzlies remain open to continue on with Morant as the focal point of their retool. Well, it doesn't sound like you do, dude, does it?
It's not interesting.
What?
It's not interesting.
What do you mean it's not interesting?
It's not.
It's a little interesting.
It's about as interesting when I said, hey, what about John Eric? Oh, we're talking about the Kings right now. We ain't talking about that. We ain't got time for that.
I'm sorry. It was just happening. We were in the mixed bag. It's a mixed segment.
And it's done now. So
it's done.
Okay.
So hopefully we'll never have to talk about this.
Keep fawning over John
Morant. Next segment.
He fawns over this man like there's no tomorrow.
Dude.
He's not even looking at you straight. Stop looking outside.
He's
the
looking
window.
Him. No, he's looking at
He's looking at the Heat.
Yes, he's looking at Kaseya Center.
Tobin,
what? He wants him to do it now that Trae Young got traded to Leroy.
Can I ask?
He wants this move so bad.
Why do you think that guys who have issues off the court and that their last team wants to get rid of them, why do you think it's going to get better when they get here?
I didn't even say that I wanted them. I just said it's interesting.
Go to break.
Minus one for lying on the way out.
Minus one for lying for Sass.